Well, hello and welcome to the Cinema Judge. Today we have a major, major guest today, Jesse Cove, and he's starring in A Taste of Love. First of all, here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Your list of movies is monstrous. I mean, for such a young age, you have a lot under your belt.
Well, thank you so much. Well, one, I appreciate you bringing me on. I've been working hard for many years, so I appreciate that as well.
Well, tell us about this. I just recently watched the movie. I personally loved it. And it's just one of those great stories. It's two friends from long ago. I love that opening scene when they have you guys as kids playing in the kitchen. How did that help develop your character? And tell us about the role, the story, and why you chose to take it.
Well, I knew the producer, Lincoln Logeson, and he had called me and told me he had a great script, a great story, and he had me in mind. And I said, yeah, send it over. I read it. And it was just so heartwarming. And in getting to work with Aaron Cahill, who was just an incredible, incredible actor, actress, actor, whatever,
I hear you.
She was so incredible with her craft. And, obviously she's a veteran, comes from, the Hallmark background, done tons of Hallmark movies. This movie was right in her avenue. It was wonderful. I wanted to work with her. And the story itself was just, it was such a heartwarming story. And it made me feel good when I was reading it. And so, when we did the movie, we actually felt that way too. So all the enjoyment that you're seeing on screen is actually how we felt when we were shooting the movie.
And it shows. I mean, honestly, I'm watching the chemistry with all of you guys, every actor. I'm like, these guys look like they're having fun and like they're buddies. I know it sounds fake, whatever, but you felt it through the screen.
We absolutely were. We literally became friends. Erin is still a dear friend today. I talk to her all the time. She actually just did another series on a show that I did. And we just missed each other back to back, and I was chatting with her about how that was going. And it was just amazing to work with her. She's become a friend for life. And the movie itself, it speaks for itself. It's just such a wonderful story. There's so much heart in it. It's great to have my dad involved in it as well. His character was perfect. Also, he wanted to play a character that was so opposite of what he usually plays, which is a villain.
Right.
We love villains. I love playing a villain. He loves playing villains. And also, I felt like this character was it just had a lot of similarities to me. And I really wanted to portray that on screen, which was really nice. The heartwarming aspects of Jacob, I've got those qualities, I think. And so even though I still love to play villains and, a bunch of other edgy stuff, it was just such a pleasure. And it was so great to shoot it down in Dunedin, Florida, which was such a beautiful, beautiful town. I think a lot of people are really going to love watching this movie because the setting itself is a character, all the ocean, the beach, it was such a joy to be there filming it. It was like, we were always so happy and calm the whole time because we were surrounded by beautiful water.
It was great. I mean, when you guys ran into the ocean, you just out there, I mean, how could you not just be totally embraced by that and just put at ease?
Funny story behind that, actually. The funny story behind that ocean scene was that, yeah. Aaron and I were out in the water and, the weather was great. And I saw this shadow kind of approaching us out in the water. We were pretty far out. We were probably like 50 feet out. And Aaron started to back up slowly. She's like, I put my hand in front of her, like kind of protect her, kind of like, she was scared. I was like, oh, don't worry about it. It's like, it's either a school of fish or seaweed or something. And it kept getting closer and closer. And I was like, okay, something's like, there's actually something in the water here. It's coming closer to us. And we hear the people shouting from the shore, like, get out of the water, get out of the water. And then we started backing up. And then we realized they weren't shouting, get out of the water. They were shouting, it's a sea manatee. There's a sea manatee in the water with you. Who's like, it's basically like a happy hippo in the water.
Right, right.
So funny that Aaron's instincts were dead on and mine were just like, no, it's fine. Let's just go and don't worry about it. Honestly, I would have loved to have played with the sea manatee because I've always wanted to meet one in person.
It was so close.
But yes.
Everybody on, and there's so many characters in this movie that honestly, when I was watching it, I'm like, they could easily make this into a series because there's so many different characters that are so strong.
Thank you. I mean, that's funny. The consensus of everybody who's watched the movie, they always say they wish there was a sequel to it because it just makes you feel so good. And I can't wait for people to watch this movie. you know, it really is a special story. Susan Gallagher, who plays, you know, Aaron Cahill's mom, this wonderful actress, also on Cobra Kai, plays my dad's wife on A Taste of Love. And, you know, just everybody was fantastic. And it just was such a pleasure to be part of this movie. It's one of my proudest movies that I've made. It's such a good movie with such good intentions behind the movie. I think that's also one of the things I loved about it was the intention behind the movie, why they wanted to make this movie. You know, it's all about love and food and what's really important in life and, you know, family. It's just, you know, it isn't around the holidays. It's just a, you know, it's a summertime in Dunedin, Florida. And it's just, it just is so wonderful.
And it really is. I mean, and people, I want to let people know, I don't want to blow anything, but there is a mid-scene credit basically in this movie. The credits start going and then there's a little mini scene.
Right.
And I'm just like, just to let people know. And that's a really well done shot. I just love how it tracks. Right. Exactly. Basically. But what I was hoping, because there's so much chemistry, I was like, know what this movie needs at the end of it? A blooper reel. Because you know you guys had a lot of fun.
Oh my God, there were so many. I wish there was a blooper reel. I have some funny stuff on my phone I got to find, but yes, absolutely. I wish there was a blooper reel. It was just, we had a great time doing this movie.
Because I'm like, I was watching like, you know, back in the like 70s, like Cannonball Run, whatever, they always have the bloopers in the corner, you know, like while the credits are rolling. I'm like, with such beautiful scenery too. And they go, come on. I realize that's a petty thing. But you know what I mean though? It's like the chemistry on this set was just, I loved it.
We had so much fun. You know, when Aaron and I first met each other, you know, we didn't know each other. And so we had to kind of like, we had to create this chemistry, you know, right away between us. And, you know, I think it really naturally, when we met each other, there was just this natural energy between us. You know, she's such a wonderful person. And, you know, she had nice things to say about me. And I just think that, you know, it really shows on camera because, like I said, when you're watching the movie, the joy that we had, literally, we felt that way in the scenes and while we were there. You know, I don't know, was there a certain scene that you liked the most? I don't know, you know, the scene up at the bar on the top of the roof is a pretty good one.
I know. And just everyone, it's just like, sometimes you feel like some movies, okay, that's a wasted shot. That's filler. There wasn't any filler.
No.
And what I liked about these characters was there wasn't this forced other element that was put into the movie. I don't want to, you know, give away any of the story away.
Right.
But I liked how there wasn't that 20 minutes left in the movie. This always happens in these kind of maybe romantic movies where right. An outside force comes in. Yeah. Another great character in there was Ashley Delaney, who plays Linda. I love it. Yes. How she was like this little, not a villain. That's the wrong word. Just a little,
a little antagonistic.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Thank you.
Yeah, she had some antagonism going on, but she was, you know, she's like my ex-girlfriend in the movie, and she's, you know, she's...
Yeah.
She was actually hilarious. She made us laugh so much while we were on set.
I know, and it looked like it. I mean, there's this thing when she's on the scene. I'm like, man, these people are just solid. I'm like, she's almost like the adult version of Nellie on Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
You know, you probably, I don't know if you've watched it, probably too young, but...
Oh,
you know, but I'm like, oh man, this is that cool antagonistic thing. And you guys used to date. I mean, all these things, I'm like all these elements, like this could be like a Virgin River TV show because there's so many different characters. Ah, very nice.
By the way, I just found, I was trying to find this picture from this is obviously a scene in the movie.
Right.
Where Aaron and I are walking on the beach to explain to people like the, you know, the environment that we were in. Like this is right. A perfect description of what it was.
Yeah, what a hard set to live on, dude. Oh, you poor thing. You need an air hug.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Now, how long was the shoot? Was it, were we really limited in this kind of movie? Or was it, how much rehearsal did you have or stuff like that?
I mean, we were there for about a month. Okay. We did a lot of rehearsal. I like to rehearse on set, but for this one, everything was really organic. So we didn't have to do too much. I think it just, you know, everything came organically. We didn't have to run things too often. And it was... you know, everything was so set in place and everybody was such a pro. We were able to just get right in and do it.
That must be so nice to have that happen where it's just, there's not a lot of wasted time. You can just get to it and everything like that. That's just, I just love it. And talk a little bit about your growing up, because I can't even imagine, did it add stress that your parents were in the business or did it help you? How did it affect your growing up?
I honestly, I, It my parents never pushed me to be in the business. So if there wasn't any stress around it, you know, I loved traveling with my dad when he was making movies. I still do today. We're actually off to go do another one together in New Jersey. In about a week and a half. It was never something that they pushed me into, and they always wanted me to make the decision on my own. And finally, when I was in, you know, like middle school, I was always in the theater arts classes and all that stuff, and high school and plays, and did off Broadway after that when I was 19. And, you know, when I was like 17, I was like, you know, I really want to do this professionally. And, you know, my dad was like, oh, well, you know, let's help try and find you an agent or whatever. And it all ended up working out, which is great. And now we have the same manager.
Nice.
He's working with both Gary Osdahl, incredible, incredible man. He's become a dear friend as well. You know, it's kind of like this really fun little package deal, the two of us. You know, we have this great, it's almost like, you know, rookie cop and veteran cop kind of together, which I still want to do, by the way. If that show exists somewhere, someone here, I want to do that.
It has to. I mean, you guys, that would be ideal. I mean, come on, make it happen. You guys have strings.
Thank you.
Because I'd watch it, because I loved watching you guys on screen, because it didn't take me out of the movie knowing that you guys were father son. It enhanced it. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's awesome. I love hearing that. I no one's ever put it quite like that. I appreciate that. That's a really good way to put it. I love that.
Like, you know, it's like oh, I shook hands. I'm like, oh, look at that, father son. But it was just, it was organic. It was normal. It just felt like this is cool. You know?
Thank you.
Man, I just had a blast. It was. Now, when does it come out, or is there any word on that? Or
yeah, they're in talks right now. I think it'll probably end up being on the Hallmark Channel, probably by the end of the summer, I would say, and because they still want to get that like little, you know, summer feel in it, like
yes.
Or it may come out during Christmas, because I mean, it's not a Christmas movie, but people like to see the beaches during Christmas. So who knows? We'll see.
Yep.
So I'm excited for that, and I really can't wait for people to watch this movie.
Oh, I mean, people will not be disappointed. I mean, I love your character. It's like he has a stillness to him, you know, if that makes sense. I mean,
yes, no, that's something that I try to do. I try to work on is to have that stillness on camera, you know, because it's everybody thinks like when you're on camera, it's all you're animated, but actually it's being just talking still. As we are now. That's what it is.
And I don't know how you guys do it. Me, I can't stop using my hands. You know, I'm always doing using my hands.
My dad taught me a lot. Some of the things my dad taught me, one of them was patience and being still. Like when you notice him on like Cobra Kai or Karate Kid,
right.
He has stillness about him. And he always says like, take your time with me. I used to rush through things, and he was like, just take your time. And then I started to really implement that. And I think that's, you know, we're trying to perfect it all the time.
Well, yeah, you're always growing. You're never going to, no one's ever perfect. I mean, and if you don't grow, then what's the point? Because as an actor, you probably want to grow and challenge yourself.
Correct. Correct.
Now, you said you like doing villains. Do you prefer villains, or would you like to do, like, what kind of roles would you, if somebody said, okay, here's your dream role, what would your dream role, if there is such a thing for you?
A dream role would probably, you know, a superhero with an edge would be amazing right now. I think, like, they change over time.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like Brad Pitt and Troy. You know, he had this, like, superhero quality about him, but he had this edge to him as well.
Yeah.
So valiant and amazing. But he was like tormented at the same time, something like that, you know, all kinds of stuff. You know, there's a character that I'm doing in a movie coming out called Farhaven that has a bit of those qualities I try to implement.
Nice.
He's like this, you know, he's a farm boy, but he's willing, you know, he's someone that will stand up in a fight and fight for what's right. Great character. Can't wait for people to see him. His name's Clay Cassidy.
Nice.
That'll be out during the summer, Farhaven. A great cast in there, directed by Gary Wheeler. Also, I got a Christmas movie that I wish I could talk more about, but I can't.
I got you.
Christmas. And
well, maybe you could come in around Christmas time and we could talk about that. Huh?
Yeah.
I could cross my fingers, brother. I could cross my fingers.
Bring me back in. I'm here, man. That would be great.
Now, how many projects do you, like, as an actor, how many, like, usually, or how do you feel comfortable with, how many do you have planned out in the future? Or is it sometimes, hey, nothing and everything at once? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I mean, like, I'm here. Here's a perfect example. I mean, this is obviously, like, I was very happy when this happened. It's like a very, very rare that this happens. But like last month, I was doing, I got booked to do a guest star on a TV series that I had to basically leave the country for.
Oh, wow.
And I shot that show. Then literally directly from that set, I had to fly to North Carolina to do another guest star on a different series. And as soon as that ended, I drove myself to the airport and met up with my dad and Aaron Cahill to have a premiere for this movie in St. Petersburg, Florida for the Sunscreen Film Festival. So that literally was like 1 week after another was jumping. And I'm literally like, it is all like awesome and fun and relaxing, but like, I'm literally on the plane reading the next script for the next thing. And, but I, you know, I'm in heaven. I love to work. I love to be busy. I like to work hard for my craft. And so I was very lucky and felt grateful and was so fortunate that I had those opportunities, but you know, I love to work and it's great when it comes. And, it's nice to also have things set out far in the future. Like, you know, 6 months from now, you're going to do this. A year from now, you're going to do this. It is nice to have breaks in between. I think you got to keep that balance.
Yep.
You know, I've been lucky to be very busy. And you know, you got to have that balance for your own sanity. Otherwise you'll lose yourself if you don't have some grounding qualities at home or wherever you are, you know, that keep you, that remind you of who you are.
Yeah. Cause I mean, if you get lost, what good are you? You know, cause you have to take a breath. If you don't take that breath, then nobody wins.
You step in the shoes and then you step out of the shoes and you go back in the shoes and come back.
Now, when you're like in between, like, do you ever use music between takes to get you psyched up? Or what do you use for like motivation between, I have a hard seat or whatever?
Movies, music. Music is amazing because you can like bring that on set with you. You can sit in your trailer and listen to a song, kind of get you to a certain place before you go out for that scene. I listen to movie soundtracks more than anything, any other music. I listen to movie soundtracks. Hans Zimmer has like been on my playlist for like 20 years.
Oh.
And that's always a great tool. You know, watching other people's work, I'll even get emotional watching someone else's work because of how far they were willing to go to achieve that moment.
Nice. And
be like emotional, like, God, look at the dedication that they had to that, you know, stuff like that. And it's important. It's important.
Man.
To like find those tools that work for you.
Yeah. Cause I mean, you have to utilize everything around you. And I can't imagine the stress that's in your world. I mean,
there's a lot to think about, but also, you know, when you work with other, like Aaron Cahill, for example, she's such a pro, you know, there was an emotional scene between her and I. And as we were doing the scene, I was watching her and she was just so available there. Like it actually made me sad that, you know, because I care about this person in real life and on screen, that like you can kind of combine those things together and then you're in that position, you know, to be able to deliver that. And it's, you know, you sometimes, because I find myself doing a little bit of method stuff and also doing, you know, I don't like to be like one of these full method actors. Like for me personally, I don't need to do that. I can creatively take myself there. You know, I did a war movie a couple years ago. I was actually smoking, you know, unfiltered cigarettes because I wanted to be in the shoes of that guy. But that was my choice. You know, it's not like I was coming home and, you know, pretending like I was still in war,
right?
You know, I think it's important that, you know, as a man, you could kiss your wife or boyfriend or husband, or whatever, and go off to work and come back and do that again and not, you know, leave being the same person. Some people that they need to do that in order to get there. And that's fine. You know, as long as it doesn't affect other people negatively. And I think that there's bits of that I'll use. And then I like to try and create that, you know, in the moment on the spot, whatever, if I can.
Man, I mean, it mind has to be constantly going when you're on set like that. I mean, so many elements going on, you know, and you gotta be natural. You can't be sitting there. The world can't see you thinking that about, you know.
Yeah, totally. And that, but also, yes, I know what you're saying. It's also nice. The most interesting thing to see on camera is to watch people when they're thinking and not saying anything.
Right. So
you're like glued. You're like, what is he thinking about?
Right. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
As a character or as the person. And so, but when you're on a great set and you have everything is prepared for you so that when you get there, you don't have to think about anything. You're not thinking about the lighting. You're not thinking about, you know, you just can think about your dialogue and your scene and everything is set up for you. You just have to arrive. That's it.
Now, is there ever, in your career, what's the hardest role you've ever done? I know, I realize they're all hard. Don't get me wrong, but do you have one that was the most, you had to dig the deepest for?
Let's see. It's a good question. Probably the movie that I did in China called On Wings of Eagles with Joseph Fiennes. I was playing a World War II POW, a prisoner of war, with him in a prison camp. And, you know, we met the original people that were actually in that prison camp. And I mean, there was so much history that went on with that movie. And I was really, I was on that movie for like 3 months. You know, that was it was difficult, but also rewarding at the same time. And I'd probably say that one. It's a great movie for people to watch, called On Wings of Eagles.
I remember seeing that, because when I was going through your filmography at IMDb, I'm like, my God, what hasn't he done? Then I saw Ralph Fiennes. I'm like, oh, I don't want to, you know, I never know what I, you know, I'm just like, wow, how is it working with him? I mean, he's legendary.
He was amazing. Like, it's like everything you think of. He's just such a thespian. He comes from such a thespian background, you know, theater and working in England and Shakespeare. And I mean, he was Shakespeare in love. And I watched that movie on the plane before I went to work with him, which was really funny. I was like, God, they're just going to work with this guy. And then after the plane landed, I met him at the coffee shop. And I was like, oh, Joseph Shakespeare. Like, it was very funny, but such a gentleman and, you know, just such a good man. And, you know, when you're working at that level with someone like him, it rubs off on you. His work is so good. You want your work to be as good. And Tom Cruise does the same thing. His work is so elevated that he elevates everybody else's game around him. That's what I hope that I implement when I'm on set, you know, that's what I try to achieve. And it was amazing. Working with him was wonderful.
Now, do you have a dream director you'd ever want to, I don't want you, or living or past?
Yeah. I mean, you know, working with, you know, someone like Clint Eastwood would be amazing.
Oh, come on.
Working with Christopher Nolan would be incredible. I would love to be directed by Steven Spielberg. The weirdest thing is that when you think about these things and when you talk about like wanting to your dream, you know, actor or director to work with or whatever, it's like sometimes when you're there in the moment and you're actually with that person, you're kind of like, wow, I'm doing it. I'm here.
Yeah.
And then because you think it's this otherworldly thing, but then when you're actually doing it with the person, you're like, oh, we're just doing what we love. He's doing what he loves. Yeah. And I'm doing it. And it's not, you know, like when I was working with Joe, I was unbelievable. And then I realized like, wow, I'm actually like, Joseph Fiennes and I are sharing dialogue together. Like this guy is unbelievable. And he and I are doing these scenes together and I feel very comfortable and I feel I'm great. And it's like, you know, when you're in your element, you're in your element, you know,
right.
And you know, you're just doing the same thing with each other that you both love.
Well, can't you just, you know, call up Warner Brothers and say, hey, can I be a juror? And because Clint Eastwood's the final movie is called Juror Number Two, right? He's working on it this summer. Yeah. So come right. on.
Please. You know,
I'll be an extra.
The studio, that's what I'll do.
You know, because he shoots like this, like lightning. So it's like, hey, I can just go in there. I digress. But you were saying when you were a kid, like, I was reading on IMDb that you used to use your dad's camera, like when you were 10 years old or whatever, and you made your own movies and stuff.
Yep.
Now, how was that? Did your parents like really encourage that? Or really like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah, my dad very much encouraged creativity, and he would join in with me in making these movies. I used to make movies with my soldiers, and I would take his JVC camera and like put the camera down into the, you know, into the pits of these guys and make sound of like kind of like what Steven Spielberg did. I was doing the same thing, you know, and
right.
And I didn't know that at the time that that's what he did, but I just naturally wanted to do these things and make.
Right.
And you know, that's how it kind of all started. You know, as a kid making movies with my dad's camera, it's been great. They were very supportive of being creative that way. And I used to want to be a magician. I used to love doing magic tricks in front of my family and making them laugh and doing like accents and all that. So that was always fun for me too.
Now, do you ever see yourself? You've done some producing and directing, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to do more of that in the future, or just Absolutely. You can do both?
Love directing. Producing's fun. I want to direct something where, you know, I'm specifically working with actors and telling a story and then a shared vision. I think, you know, directors make great actors and actors make great directors. I think, you know, understanding that language between each other is really important. I love it. I love directing actors. I love telling stories.
Are you working on anything now? Like, yeah, any ideas? Yeah, I really just can't spill the beans.
On the producing side, and my dad and I have a comic book that we created called Prodigal Son. And we're developing that into a series as well. And it's pretty exciting what's going on with that. You know, really, you know, looks like it'll go at some point, but it's a big epic, and we're really, really proud of it. It's got a comic book that ties in with it, which is great.
That is outstanding. Now, and here's always been my pitch to anybody out there. I've never talked to somebody on your level. The only reality show I want to watch is watching the whole development of concept to writing to pitching it to the agents and then the studios and what have you. That's a reality show I want to see from conception to showtime, you know?
Watch a show. My dad talks about this all the time too, but it's one of my favorite shows I've written on Paramount Plus. If you don't have it, just subscribe.
Oh, I do.
Okay. The Offer. Did you watch The Offer?
Yes. That was
literally the most
spectacular.
That is Hollywood into the T. How it's done, how you get something made, how you just go balls to the wall, get things done, being fearless. That is a perfect interpretation of what Hollywood is.
Right. I'm like, okay, that's a movie, but that'd be cool to have every season have either following two or three projects. Like you're following you. It's like, okay, here's your idea. Now we're going to take it to the agent or this production company. And they don't have to go in the door to say who they're seeing, but it's okay, we're going to go inside this room now. What, you know what I mean? That's a reality show I want to see. Like watching you guys.
I think that's great.
I mean, seeing you guys, you know, because no one ever sees you guys writing. You know what I mean? It's like how tough it can be sometimes writing or just pitching it to your agent or whomever. But so there you go. Us film nerds out here, we would eat that up.
I love it. I would watch it too.
Right then. Boom. Looks like you transformed differently for that role. I mean,
yes.
I don't know how
my hair. That was my real hair. Oh, no, sorry. Wait a second. For Taste of Love, we're talking about?
Yes, I apologize.
Yeah, sorry. And I did a little bit. My hair was different. I wanted to be a little more wholesome and just, you know, just as, you know, the natural self. But yes, and there was another movie that I transformed more for, which was the Western that I did called Far Haven, which my hair was like literally down to here.
Oh, wow.
And that one was super exciting. So I'm very much looking forward to people seeing that one. First, they have to watch A Taste of Love, and then they have to go watch Far Haven.
Well, because it shows your diversity in what you can play. Because, you know, when you
Playing different characters, I really do. I try to. I don't ever want to find a character that I'm like, oh, I can't do this or whatever. You know, obviously, there's certain physical aspects that I have of characters that I can't play. You know, but I always enjoy playing the vast array of whether he's a knight or he's a World War II soldier or, you know, a space traveler. Like I there's nothing that I don't want to play.
Now, would you ever consider doing a series or is that too restrictive for you? Would you like a character?
I would love to do a series. That would be amazing to do a series. You know, that's definitely something that's on the horizon right now. You know, being with a character like that for a long period of time is great. You know, you can really expand upon it and try new things. And I think that would be, you know, that would be fantastic when that comes. And I think, you know, series is where it's at right now. And, you know, being with these characters for a few years is always a great thing and do movies in between.
Because that's what I love about the landscape now with the streaming. The quality is so monstrous. It's like this is the second golden age of TV. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. You just look at these shows, you're like, how do you choose? I mean, that's another thing, I suppose, as an actor, like, oh my goodness, either is it feast or famine, or are you going like, nah, you know what I mean? It's like, but series, they're so brilliant with the writing.
That's the beauty of it. You get a nice selection of all these different stories, and, you know, you find the one that you like the most, and some people like Western, some people like space stuff, some people like Stranger Things, a lot of people like Cobra Kai. So, you know, it's a vast array of different stories.
I know, and it's just, back in the day when there was only like four or five channels, you had nothing, but now it's like, oh,
I do appreciate those days too.
Oh yeah, totally. I remember having hit the TV as a kid because the bulb was going out. So you give it or go up there manually and turn it. But it's just amazing how the landscape has changed in the last 10, 20 years. I mean, before it was just Netflix, but now with all these other things, and you realize how many variety of talents are out there, and the diversity is also amazing. It's not just the same, like the four producers or whatever.
Diversity is beautiful. Everybody gets a shot to be doing something that they want to do. I think it's great
because everybody has a story, and that's what I just. And there's so many stories out there, and for you, man, that must be like, heaven because there's so many stories out there that can be told.
Yes.
You know, but
it's I think it's a beautiful thing that you give a chance to everybody to be able to tell certain stories, whether they're, you know, all different backgrounds. I think
it's yes,
to at least give people a chance to do that.
Right. Because that's all it's about. Hey, you try it and see where it goes. I mean, such
it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Does,
great.
Right. You know, so that's what I love about this landscape now. It's just with, oh, I just, it gives me so much hope. But yeah, we just need to get the people to pay the writers what they deserve and get on with making stuff.
I do agree with that.
But it, hey, I suppose here's the other.
Without them, we're nothing.
What, that's the fear, the AI. That's, I mean, how that's affecting writing. You know, like, that's the major contract discussion right now is like, hey, AI can't write heart. It could write you a concept.
You know, that's not the thing. It'll probably be some, you know, it'll be like you just someone writing like a concept of something, but then actually getting in there and writing with style, like,
right.
I mean, it's like, that's what's going to really change and set things apart. You know, sure, there'll be a show that says the first ever series written by AI. And we'll be like, okay, maybe we'll feel very robotic.
Right. It'll be a novelty. Sure. People will watch it just to laugh. It'll be like a drinking game.
Sure. You
know? It's like, how many weird cliches can they throw down on here or whatever?
Yeah. But
you can never replace the human element of writing, you know, and it's just,
yeah, it's like you put a picture that wrote that was a digital piece of artwork next to someone, a piece of a painting that someone created. The digital one never has that value.
Right. Right. And it's just like, come on, guys. Just, I get sometimes execs want the easy way out or whatever, but just, yeah, save that for something else. Let the writers have their due and just.
Exactly.
We want our entertainment. What advice would you give up and coming actors that are just heading out to LA now or wherever they're heading out, heading to New York? Or what's the worst advice that you got and the best?
The worst advice is don't ever listen to anybody. And the best advice is listen to yourself. You know, don't take no for an answer. And so many people told like Jack Nicholson that he would never be in the business, or so many other actors that they would never be in the business. What's his name? Was it Peter Dinklage in Game of Thrones?
Yes. Yes. Brilliant.
Like they said, he would never be a success, and he's unbelievable. He's amazing. And he's
set a beast. I mean, you watch his work. You're like, what? How does
that's perfect, and it's because of who he is, and like, you know, whatever, however you want to describe it, that sets him apart and also keeps him in the same boat as everybody at the same time. Perfect example. So go after your dreams. It's all possible, and you just have to work hard. I think that's something that I feel like people have like forgotten a little bit, you know, right. The instant gratification age is like, you just have to work hard, like actually just do the work, and like eventually you'll get there. Like it's literally just science. You work hard, it pays off. If you put in the work, it pays off. You can't just sit there and things happen. Like it, I mean, like it's, and sometimes I need to take my own advice.
Right. No, dude, I get it.
Constantly reminding myself, but you know, that's like here, a perfect example. This one here, I was going to show you this earlier. Like this is my dad and I on the cover of Mindset 360. Great, great magazine. If you guys want to have a good read, it chats about, you know, the stuff that we've done recently and also, you know, where we're at in our careers together. And, you know, I mean, I have so much more to go to get on his level, but, it's a perfect example of, you know, perseverance. And even he talks about that as well. So I think it's important just to go out, follow your dreams, know that they are all achievable. You just put in the work, don't take no for an answer, pick up the phone. And also don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to take risks.
Dude, that's great advice. Thank you so much for your time, Jesse. I can't even tell you how much this has been awesome.
Oh, my pleasure, Jeff. Thank you.
Please come back anytime you want, because, man, we love your stories.
Just reach out. I'd love to come back. Whenever I got more stuff coming, I'd love to come back. You just reach out. I'll be here.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Jeff. You take care, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye.